In Toronto, women play the major role in food production. They scrape sago, gather food from the forest, tend the gardens, feed the animals, collect firewood, and prepare the meals. Because of this, when a man invites a woman to be his wife, her family requires compensation, commonly known as a bride price. This also serves to keep money circulating in the community and binds it together in a complex pattern of mutual indebtedness, since all members of the clan are expected to contribute. As a result, getting married is a complicated process and can take months or even years. Commonly, a young couple will live together first at the house of the groom's father, but before doing so must ask permission at meetings where the amount of the compensation to be paid is also decided. These discussions involve elders from both clans, the brides and the grooms. Some months later, an initial payment is made at an informal ceremony called pasimbel, meaning to fasten the belly, since it is really an insurance against pregnancy. The agreement is sealed with the presentation of a live chicken and betel nuts. To pay the balance owing, the groom's family then contacts all those indebted to them as a result of their contributions to similar ceremonies in the past. However, as it's impossible to raise a large amount of money overnight, it's common for a couple to have one or two children by the time the official wedding ceremony takes place.